You are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
Hekdesh owns land. For instance, Hekdesh owns a cave. And someone lives in the cave. Based on the Gemara in Me'ilah Daf Chaf, there is no Me'ilah. There is no Chir of Me'ilah at all. There were two problems we had with the Rambam. One problem we discussed last time with the Rambam was, you have at the end, let me see, at the end of Ois Zayin, it says, Umatsasi Bashar HaMelech. You have that? I think on this page, the bottom. The Rambam paskins that based on the Gemara in Me'ilah Daf Chaf, that if someone sits in a Ma'ara of Hekdesh, he's lo ma'al. The problem is that the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah paskins, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the paskins that Hamishtachavel Labayas, someone who goes ahead and bows down to a house, makes that house Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam paskins, if someone sits in a house of Hekdesh, lo mal. So the Kesef Mishnah says it seems to be a stira based on the Gemara Me'ilah. The Gemara Me'ilah Daf Chaf ties in the idea of a house by Avodah Zarah with a house by Hekdesh. And says if you paskin by Me'ilah that sitting in a house of Hekdesh, you're Mael, then it would lead you to the conclusion Hamishtachavel Labayas is Aser. Because if by Me'ilah you say that you're Mael by sitting in a house, it must be because you hold Tolshu Ulasov Chibru is considered to be Tolosh, and therefore there's Me'ilah. And similarly, by Avodah Zarah, Tolshu Ulasov Chibru, a house, is considered to be Tolosh, and therefore Mishtachavel Labayas is Aser. The problem is the Rambam paskins Mishtachavel Labayas is Aser, which seems to indicate that Tolshu Ulasov Chibru is Tolosh, but by Me'ilah he paskins that Hadar Bebayah Shel Hekdesh is Lomal. So the Kesef Mishnah's approach is it's just a Chumrah by Avodah Zarah. Last time we read a piece by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that says you have to make a halachic distinction between Chubur and Tolosh versus Karka and Metaltalin. Meaning that Chubur and Tolosh is one category in halacha, and karka and metaltalin is another category in halacha. And in halacha, I can have something that can be considered tolush, but halachically can have a shem karka on it. And that's the chiluk in the Rambam. The classic example is avadim. When you say avadim hukshu l'karkois, and you say that by avadim there's a din karka, you're not saying that the eved is necessarily mechubah. You're just saying the Eved has a din karka. And he says, since by Me'ilah, we say there's no Me'ilah by Avadim, because Avadim hukshu l'karkois, therefore it's obvious that by Me'ilah, the important criteria is not Tolosh u'Mechubar, but rather karka and metaphalin. Therefore, even though the Rambam by Avodah Zarah paskins that Abayis, Tolshu u'Lasov Chibru, is Tolosh, by Me'ilah, he would say that a bias has a din and a shem karka, and therefore there's no Me'ilah. Then there was another steer in the Rambam. The other steer in the Rambam is what we're going to read now in the Shara Melech, is that the Rambam paskins Hadar Bebayis Shel Hekdesh Lo Ma'al. But there is a Mishnah in Erchin, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. It's a Mishnah that says Asoicher Bayis L'Chavero. Someone goes ahead and rents out his house to his friend, Hamaskar Bayis L'Chaveroi, and then after the Schiras, he's Makdish the house, the Hekdesh is Chal, Paka HaSchiras, and if the Soicher lives there, the Soicher is Ma. So how could the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah paskin Hadar Bebayis Shel Hekdesh Lo Ma, but nevertheless say Hamaskar Bayis L'Chaveroi, right, the Hekdesho, that the Soicher is Ma? So this is where the Shara Melech comes in. Let's see. Umatzasi b'shar ha-melech, perek gimel meichus yesh halacha gimel, piska ha-maschelz v'su. Hashemevi b'shem sefer mutzal me'esh. He brings from the sefer mutzal me'esh. Haraba perek vav, me'erchin halacha lamed, b'mashakos of da makdish bayis ma'ol ha-soicher. Du tamua, daha pasakan de'in me'il b'bayis shabonu v'arkach ikdishu. So the problem is, how can you pass it on one hand, soicher ma'ol, like the Rambam does in Hichos Erchin? But on the other hand, Paskin beferish clearly in Hichos Me'ila that what? De'ein me'ila b'ayis shubanu v'arkach yidisha. U'meivi b'shem chuvas harashba huva b'beis Yosef yoredesim in resh chafalav afal gav de'ein me'ila b'machubar itzura mir ika. The Shaar HaMelech starts off his reconciliation of the Rambam by saying you should know that even in cases where there is no me'ila, meaning chi of me'ila, there is still an issa d'oraisa. Therefore, when the Rambam paskins in Hichos Me'ila, habonu bayis va'achar kach yikdishu, you build a house and then you makdish the house and you live in it lo ma'ol, that it means lo ma'ol, there's no chiyu v'me'ila. Keren, Choymesh, and Korban. But there is an Issa d'oraisa. Therefore, based on that, he wants to answer the Rambam. Avagav de'i me'ila b'machubar e surah mi'a ika. The kavanas haram shekos of the ma'al. When the Rambam says that a soicher is ma'al in the house, hainu isur me'ila. It only means that the soicher will be over the isur me'ila, but not the chiyuv me'ila. V'lo me'ila mamish, kama, da'ein me'ila b'machubar, ayin sham.
It's like ein gezel b'karka. Ein gezel b'karka, but the isur mi'a ika, for sure.
For sure?
I would think.
There's a Taisvus in Bav Metzia Samch Beis Manalf that seems to be pretty clear, as may not even be an Isser Gezel. That's the way the Marasha and the Pnei Yoshua both interpret that Taisvus. But you are right, the Pashup Pshad is there should be an Isser Gezel by Karka, even though in Karka Nixelis. That's Pashup Pshad in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, you're correct. But it's not 100% like, it's not so clear. Okay. Nevertheless, based on that, he wants to say like this: Nira the Svaranasam, the Minat Torah Nesa, the Aura Bonan Lohaya Kosev Harambam Stammo. When the Rambam says that if a soicher lives in a house at the Matzker is Makdish Ma'ol, he means not that he has Chiyuv Me'ila, but he's over the Isser Me'ila, and he means this on a Torah level, because he wouldn't write Ma'ol, those words Ma'ol, the Minchas Chinuch says, on a Derabanan level. The Alder Rabbanon Lo Haya Kosev Rambam Stam Ma'al Kain Nira Va'od Al Rabbanon Einot Tzorech Lahavi Raya Me'a Rashba. Why would the Shaar HaMelech bring a Raya from the Rashba? To Dover Pashat, there's an Issur the Rabbanon to be Ma'al. The Mefurash Lahagib B'Tosefta Huva Bekez Mishnah Kan Perkei Me'il Halacha Hei U'Bashaar HaMelech Shal. The Hadar B'Tzel Ma'ara Dainu Mechubar Me'ikara Lo Nenin Lechatchila Midarabbanon. But v'lo mo'alim, but b'di'evin, if you did sit there, you would not be mo'al. M'vor de'ein nehenin, al korcha das harash, but the isur Torah ika, kein nira bor. So basically, Shaar HaMelech gives this answer, which we were not that satisfied with, we were not that happy. But in the next paragraph, there is a expansion of this answer. The answer essentially is in one place where the Rambam says uses the word me'ila, he means chiyuve me'ila. So in Hilchos Me'ila Perikei, when he says hadar b'bayis shabanu v'achkach yikdishu lo ma'ol, means no chiyuve me'ila after the fact. But in the case of Erchin, where he says amaschir sheikdisho, amaschir that's makdish the bayis socher ma'ol, he means socher as an iser me'ila. Right. It's a little strange, but nevertheless, look at this next paragraph, is very important. The Shaar HaMelech goes on to make a moral interesting lamda shechiluk. Had the tolos shulosof chibru havik a tolos shumolin, haino b'meila al yedei hotzah mirushus l'rushus. The zel yalfina me'avadizor. The Gemara in Me'ilah Yud Chesam and Aleph says that there are a number of different places you have to look to understand when you're over Me'ilah. The Gemara has a discussion there. Is you need, do you need Hana for Me'ilah? Do you need Pagam for Me'ilah? Meaning when I am Maya, let's say I take something that I depreciate or I create some wear and tear. Is it enough to just be Nana, or do I have to create some wear and tear? There's a whole sugi there the Gemara discusses. Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim. And the Gemara wants to bring raya's from where they see the word mal used in the Torah other than Me'ilah. So you bring two psukim there. One pasuk is by Saita, where the word mal is used, right? And the other is by Avodah Zarah, Vayim'alu B'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael somehow transgressed against Hashem through Avodah Zarah. So in some ways, Me'ilah is compared to Avodah Zarah. And in other ways, Me'ilah is compared to Saita. Tosfos there, the last Tosfos on the bottom of Me'ilah Yud Chesam and Aleph says like this, that Saita teaches us the Isser Hana aspect of Me'ilah. Avodah Zarah has no Isser Hana, but Tosfos understands that Avodah Zarah is like a Hotzar Mirushus. Meaning when B'nai Yisrael are Ovid Avodah Zarah, they are not receiving any tangible benefit, but they are going ahead and being Ovid Das. So to speak, they are removing themselves from monotheists, I mean that's my words, they are removing themselves from being Ovid Hashem to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos, actually Tosfos who says this, interestingly enough, Rishon, says that from Saita you learn the Isser Hana aspect of Me'ilah. And from Avodah Zarah, you learn the aspect of Hotzar Mirushus L'Rushus. So therefore, based on that, the Shara Melech wants to say like this. The Shara Melech wants to Mechalek, interesting like this. Ubashara Melech Sham Mechalek Chiluk Noah. Had the Tolosh Losov Chibru, Havik Tolosh Molim, Haino Bimila Ayde Hotzor Mirushus Lurushus. The Zayal Fina may avoid the Zara. I ain't Tysus, that's the Tysus I quoted. I ain't Tysus Mi'ila, Yid Chesma Alaf Diver Maskel Vaimer. Uba avoid the Zara, Havi Hotzor Mirushus Lurushus. Shemeshana Atma Mirushus Gavoya Lurushus Acher. That's the way he understands it. Visham Tolosh Lobsov Chibru Havik Tolosh. Hachanami Me'ilah. Meaning the Me'ilah that takes place as a result of Hotzar Mirushus, if the Me'ilah you're committing as a Hotzar Mirushus, and that Hotzar Mirushus you're doing in a house, then you would say, Toshu Ulasov Chibru is Tolosh. Because since Avodah Zarah is the source, or what the comparable case of Me'ilah, so to speak, by Avodah Zarah we say Hamishtachavel Bias, the bias is Asr. Meaning by Dina Avodah Zarah we view a house as being what? As Tolosh. Therefore, if you're doing the type of Me'ilah that is comparable to Avodah Zarah, it's Me'ilah of Hatzar Mirushus L'Rushus, then you would say that a house would be subject to Me'ilah. Now the obvious question is, what's the classical case of Hatzar Mirushus L'Rushus? Tosfos says it's the Mishnah, Natal Kaira Min HaHekdesh. Hekdesh has a pile of beams, and you go ahead and take one of the beams and you walk away. That's a Me'il of Hotzar Mirushus L'Rushus, where Tosfos says, I don't need Hana, I just need a Hotzar Mirushus L'Rushus, without Hana. The question is, how do you have that by a house? How do you have Hotzar Mirushus L'Rushus by a house? Because the Shara HaMelech says,
Schirus.
What? Schirus. Very good. That's what he wants to say. Right? When it's Schirus, it's more than just a guy, you know, bunking in the house or crashing in the house. Schirus is a form of a person saying, I now would like to go ahead and what? Go ahead and be the owner of this house for a period of time, or the domain of the house should be mine for time. So that's how the Shara HaMelech wants to expand on his answer. That when it comes to Erchin, the case of Erchin, it's a masker in the Seicher. Since the Seicher has a lease and he is paying for the right to live in the house, it's as if he's performing an act of Hotzar Mirushus. It's as if he's actually going ahead and taking the house and saying, I want it to leave the domain of the maskir and go into the domain of the soicher. Therefore, that's the form of me'ila, that's a tzomi rishus l'rishus, that is comparable, the Gemara says, to avodah zarah. And just like by avodah zarah, mishtachaveh l'bayis is asur, because by avodah zarah we say, toshul l'sof chibru is talush. So to that form of me'ila, which is the case in Erchin, would be a case where I'd say it's talush.
So, but the way the Gemara terms it, it's that first what happens is pokah haskiris. The spirit is paka, and only because of that, then it turns out that the one who signed the lease and is living there turns out the mamela is mod. It's not that, the way you're explaining it now, it's that because he lives in it and he through his maisa skiris is being mostly mishus l'rishus. That's not the way the Gemara terms it. The Gemara terms it the Me'ila ends up mamela because paka has skiris.
Is that what the Gemara says because of?
That's what
the Gemara just says paka skiris.
That's a lotion. Okay. He says,
The Gemara says Pakas Chirus, but doesn't say.
At least the Rambam was a Master Bias to Chavera, the Chosebrek Visho, Hareza Kodesh, who Poka Haskirus, the Hadar Bermal. It's much better, Poka Haskirus, and therefore the one who now lives in it is Mal, like you owned any active. It's not that the fact that you're trying to effectuate my rental lease is what the Hatzah is, Mishus or Shus. And also, if it's an Indian of a Tzol Shus to Shus, because of the Schirus, and then you don't need a Maisa Hano, it should be that a guy...
It's not that you don't need a Maisa Hano, it's that form of Me'ila, which has with it a Hotzom Yer Shus to Shus. And if it's that form of Me'ila that has with Hotzom Yer Shus to Shus...
But you said that Tessa says that when you have a Tzom Shus to Shus, you don't even need the...
That's Taisa's Shita, correct.
So according to that, if you're doing Schirus, is that if you're explaining Schirus is the Indian of a Tzom Shus to Shus, according to Tessa, if someone is Makdish his house, and then a guy goes and rents it, signs a rental lease, he's going to be mole without even living in it, because he did a Maisa Tzom Shus to Shus.
Maybe, I don't know.
That's a funny result.
Interesting. By the way, the Karen Ira brings this answer.
The other guy is no Baal Bias. He's not a Baal Bias.
So you're just segueing into my first point. That is really the first of the Pachas series. And then there's the mall. So what is it? Is the mall because you do a little Shus or Shus? That means that you're taking out the Shus of the guy who owns it, not Ekdish. Okay.
Okay, so let's just finish this now. I'll tell you what the Karen Ayer says. V'sham tosh v'sof chivru havi ketosh hachinam b'ila. Ava banan elachud, but in the classical case, nechus me'ila, where the Rambam says, hamakdish bayis banui, and someone sleeps in it. If someone is just crashing in the house, and he's not going ahead and doing what? Any form of hotzah mirashus, any legal, contractual ownership of the house. Ava banan elachud, but if you're going to say it's just an Isra Hanah that the guy's been makdish the house and he doesn't go ahead and give up any ownership interests to the other person, the person is just crashing in the house or using the house, then in such a case that's a form of Me'ila that's exclusively Hanah, and that's learned out from Sota and Truma. And by truma, we know there is no concept of truma betolosh ever. Anytime truma is connected to the ground, we say it is doesn't have a shame truma anymore. It's actually Gemara Menachos Daf Tes. K'mavur ve'embo me'ilo. B'zeh me'yushav kushanal, the divrei Rabbim soisru. Dekan posuk de'ein molam, b'chaz echer posuk de'molam. U'machala kanal ayin sham v'dvorav nechoinim. So it's very interesting. I looked, there's an Avi Ezri. Rav Shach quotes this Shar HaMelech and he explains it. And the way that I attempted to explain it, I believe, is based on what Rav Shach says. And Rav Shach explains it in that fashion. That by Schirus, there is a form of a transfer of ownership. And when there is a transfer of ownership, that form of Me'ila is comparable, the Gemara says it has to follow or is similar to the guidelines of Avodah Zarah. Because that's what Avoid the Zora is in a very interesting way. To Shinu Mirshus Lurshus. But Israel left one domain and went to another. That you would follow the halachas of Avodah Zorah, and by Avodah Zorah, a house is considered to be talish. Masha'en Kain, if it's the form of Me'ila that is Hana, then that form of Me'ila that is Hana is learned out from Truma. And Rav Shach says there's a Gemara Menachos Daf test that says, Truma lo matzinon b'mechubar. Even if you took Truma out and replanted it, the truma loses its shame truma when it's replanted. Therefore, as Rav Shach explains this, there is no possibility of toshul asof chibru by truma. Therefore, since the iser hana form of me'ila is comparable to truma chet chet, or from saita where it says mal, therefore in that case there would be no me'ila by mechubar lekarka. That is the Shaar HaMelech's very interesting chiluk. Now there are 2 points I want to make to that chiluk. The first is the Keren Ira. The Keren Ira in Daf Chaf in Me'ila says this Rambam, interesting the way he says it, this Rambam, the Keren Ira, it says, has been bothering the Mefarshim for hundreds, for many, many years. And he says, I saw the Shaar HaMelech trying to give an answer. And he says, the Shaar HaMelech's answer seems to be nice, however, there's one problem. The Rambam does not hold like Tosfos. The Shaar HaMelech's whole point is based on Tosfos. That one is one separate meal of Hatzor Mirshus Lurshus, another meal based on Hana. He says, if you look at the Rambam, it's clear the Rambam says there's only one form of Me'ila, which always requires Hana, and there is no separate form of Me'ila according to Rambam. That's just Hatzor Mirshus Lurshus. Because the Tosfos paskins that if I go to a pile of beams that Hekdesh owns and I pick up a beam, I walk away with it, Tosfos holds your ma'al. The Rambam says if I go to a pile of beams and I just pick it up and I walk away with it, I'm not ma'al. The Mishnah is only if the Gizbar picks it up and gives me the beam. With the Gizbar, in addition to removing the beam from Hekdesh, is getting a certain satisfaction by giving me something. So the Keren Ira points out a very sharp point that this whole idea is based on Shitas Tosfos, and you can't use Shitas Tosfos to go ahead and what? To go ahead and explain the Rambam, because the, not only is the Rambam, it's not Rambam, not Shitas Tosfos, the Rambam disagrees with the Shitas Tosfos. Secondly, this idea of what Schiris is a big discussion in Bava Metzia. What is Schiris? Is Schiris Memkar Liyomei, or is Schiris just a Zechus Ishtamshus? So would this be based on that Hakira? For instance, who has the Kinyan Chotzer? There's a discussion in the Gemara in Bava Metzia in the 8th Perek. Whose Kinyan Chotzer is it? The Maschers or the Seichers?
The Maschers.
Right. Who's Kinyan Chotzer is it? So that might be based on this question. The Gemara has a discussion of whether Schiris is Memkar Liyoyme or not. So I'm wondering, is this idea of the Shaar HaMelech, that Schiris is a Hotzah Mirushus, does that need that side of the Chakira, that Schiris is a Memkar Liyoyme? Or could you possibly still entertain this idea even though it's a Zchus Hishtamshus? Because let's say the Seicher does not have the Kinyan Chotzer. Let's say the Kinyan Chotzer still belongs to the master. Meaning something happens to fall in the backyard. The master says, hey, I'm just giving you rights to use the house, but the house is still mine. And the Seicher says, what are you talking about? I'm renting the house. I have the Kinyan Chotzer. So if you say the Kinyan Chotzer belongs to the master, and it's not Memkar Liyoyme, could you still say the Shaar HaMelech Svara? What do you think? Or is the Shaar HaMelech Svara based on how you view Schiris?
I don't know if it's totally in that.
The idea is you're transferring. In other words, even if it's not Memkar Liyoyme, you're transferring certain rights. And the transferring of rights would be enough to consider it to be, that's what you're saying, transferring of rights would be enough to be considered the Zechus Hishtamshus.
If you're looking for Avodah Zarah,
what?
If you're looking for Avodah Zarah, yeah. It's like it's really more of a change, transfer of ownership.
You think so?
Because God for something else. No,
I don't know. They could say the opposite. That if you're learning from Avodah Zarah is not literally Hatzom Rishus Lurshus, correct?
Yeah.
It's a conceptual switch, correct?
Yeah.
So here also it's a conceptual idea of giving over rights. I don't know. It was just a thought I had. Anyway, the Karen, that's the Karen Ira's point. So the Karen Ira attempts an answer, which I'm not sure if I understand it, so we will go to the next point. So a very important point, this next point. What? Right. And Rav Shach says, I like the Yishar HaMelech's answer so much, he's not going to venture on another answer, Rav Shach says. He says, the Minchas Chinuch liked it, I liked it, that's it, we're good. Okay. Umolim begedulei hekdesh, kagon shehekdesh sadeh, let's say someone was makdish his field, which was in Parshas Bahar B'chukosai, right? Someone's makdish his field. And after he's makdish his field, the hekdesh, v'gidlo asavim. Then afterwards, the field grows grass. Besocho. Oh, hekdesh ilon, he's makdish a tree, and then v'hotzi pri, mo'alim b'peros l'ba'asavim. Aval ma'she'eno gidula hekdesh, to go in hekdesh bor, u'mismale mayim, ein mo'alim b'mayim. Ayem b'babasra ayin tes amir aleph shekosva harashbam dir maskul hachikam rav tois v'sham dir maskul v'ein the lo amrina the chotzer hektesh kona lahektesh. The Gemara there says an interesting thing. The Gemara there says makdish bor imayim. If someone's makdish a bor with mayim, then there's me'ila on the mayim. Makdish bor va'acharkach nismalu b'mayim. You're not moil in the mayim. So the question is, why are you not moil in the mayim if hikdish bor va'acharkach nismalu mayim? So both the Rashbam and Tosfos say an interesting thing. Both the Rashbam and Tosfos say that it's because that there is no idea, the kinyan chotzer is not available to hikdish. Hikdish does not have a kinyan chotzer. Why not? Because they say, Tosfos says this, I don't recall the Rashbam saying this, but I know for sure Tosfos says this. The lo amrina and the chotzer hekdesh kona lahekdesh. The chotzer mitam yad vein yad lahekdesh. What does that mean, vein yad lahekdesh? What does that even mean? I'm not sure. What do you think? Vein yad lahekdesh. Im kein le divrehem.
Gizmor has a yad, so the gizmor has a yad. And you would hold it. The gizmor is kind of.
But what does that mean, that idea, ve'ein yad lahekdesh? But what do those words mean? If you had to tell, explain to me, what does it mean, ve'ein yad lahekdesh? What does that mean? Does it mean...
First explain, what is a kinyan yad?
Yeah.
What is a kinyan yad? We know, is that a kinyan yad? What is a kinyan yad? What does it mean?
It's a good question.
It's an extension of the owner.
I mean, you have to be a person to have a yad, literally? Is that what it means? In other words, no, it doesn't mean like hektish is like a corporation, it's not an individual. Something along those lines, and something that's not an individual can't bring something into its possession. Because if all kinyan yad is meaning that if something comes under your possession and in your domain, then it becomes yours. So hektesh does have a domain, correct? Let me ask you a question. Would a corporation have kinyan chatzar? What do you think?
How do you define a corporation?
Okay, I'm not sure. But there's an interesting question.
If it's a shutfus, it's a shutfus. If it's not a shutfus.
So there is an interesting source that asks a question. You know all these signs, I mean, the Reverend, the signs you put up that say, if you don't claim your coats within 30 days or whatever it is, the guy loses it. Does a base kinesis have kinyan chatzar? The source discusses this idea. Does a base kinesis have kinyan chatzar? Meaning, let's say the shul had a windfall. Something somehow fell in the shul, correct? and let's say it was Hefker, whatever it may be, do you say that the shul has a kinyan chatzar and the shul goes ahead and has ownership on that object? What would you say?
I say yes.
You say yes? I think the rabbi would say yes to him. What? And I don't know, can shutfim have a chatzar? I'm not so clear on that.
That's it.
But who is the Baalim of the Knesset? Who is the Knesset? כל הציבור יקנה?
זה עד לבית הקבאי של הבית הכנסת.
Whoever pays in.
Right. So Tzoyis has a long discussion on this.
How do you make any kinyan by a corporation, by a shul? Shul makes a kinyan. How does it make a kinyan? Any kinyan. Somebody does it for the shul, right?
Correct.
Somebody in charge. So, I mean...
I mean, just like Hektesh has somebody representing it. To go ahead and to purchase things for it, correct? The gizbar. So what would that mean in Yad Lahekdash?
The difference between Yad and Chatzar, unless you say Chatzar B'tam Yad, is that Chatzar like happens in the mail. You know, if you have a domain in the mail, you don't need das, you don't need to know about it, even it just happens. Yad is something that there's a proactive element to it. It's like it's done without you actually doing it. It's like you went and you took it. So that could be maybe like an entity or a Hektish doesn't have yad. You can't say that the Hektish went and did something. If it has chotzer, maybe it happens like Mamela. Or it can have shlichus because the gizbar goes ahead and does something on behalf of the, when you're having a proactive element. But yad doesn't happen.
That's a very interesting point you made, because there's a sefer they put out called Chiyuri Reb Chaim Halevi. You ever see it? It's like a one volume. So if you look, I think either in Bava Metzia or Gittin, he quotes the Nemukei Yosef in Gittin. There's a Mishnah in Gittin, I forget, in the Nuns, Tikkun Olam, that says there's an Ani. Ha'ani ha-menakef b'zayis. An Ani goes to a tree and starts shaking the tree, and things come down. You go ahead and technically, halachically, you could pick up whatever he shook down. Because why? There was no Maisa Kinyan. Correct? So, but they take an Olam, they say, don't take from that Ani. Whatever the Ani shakes out of the tree belongs to him. So there's an Amukayos, Aran there, I think, actually in the back. Says this is only true if he's shaking it. But if he's grabbing it and throwing it down, then that would be a din doraisa. And he says, why?
Because
okay, and he says, and this is what he says, and even though he doesn't have kavana to be kaina with this, with the grab, correct? Yah doesn't need kavana. Go like this, that's it, you're kaina. So the Reb Chaim has a little piece there. It says there are certain kinyanim that don't might not need kavana la kinyan. There are certain kinyanim that are just based on the etzim fact that has come into your rishus. So yad, he says, Reb Chaim, based on that Ran, is one of those kinyan. It's a kinyan that's just a fact of life. But the Ran says, even though he doesn't have kavana to be kind of, the Ran says,
you don't have that active kavana. It's all the cases of stuff where you assume that a person would have kavana if he knew what he was thinking about. That's called asynthesis.
It's not the way, okay, it couldn't be. You have to look at the Lashon of the Ran, but that's not how Reb Chaim understood the Ran. But you have to look at the Lashon of the Ran. Ken, Aval, Chotzer Kanim Shlomi Data Sholodom, Ken?
Yeah.
So I am not sure what this exactly means, but Taisus is of the opinion that Chotz mishum tam, correct? Mishum yad, and ve'en yad lahektesh. Im ken l'divrayim afilu isa d'raisa leka. According to Taisus, there wouldn't even be an isa d'raisa to be nene from the water in the boar. De'eno hektesh kla, because hektesh has no kinyan at all. The water is just, we're still hefker, it belongs to nobody. Minataru, but Taisus yantav mi'ila paragil mishna vav alzeh, ha chotz mitam shlichus gam ken. He doesn't like that because Tazel assumes that Chotz is Mishum Yad. It may also be Mishum Shlichus. And if it's Mishum Shlichus, V'yesh Shlichus LaHektesh. Hektesh doesn't have Shlichus. Danu Koni Shluchid Rachmanan Ninhu. Interesting. Ramban, v'haramban b'bas Hashem kosef. Afi name. Listen to this Ramban. The yesh chotzer lehekesh. Even though hekesh has chotzer. Mikomokom keva delonis kadesh b'kedushas peh. Since all hekesh has is monetary ownership vis-a-vis chotzer, there is no me'ila. Rak me'elav hui aldesh nikla hekesh ein bo me'ila. Ludvarav efshe the yesh iser toira. According to Ramban, there might be an iser d'oraisa. Because Hekdesh owns it, but there might not be Chiyuv Me'ila. So this Ramban is very important. So I'm going to pass out this Rebbe Chonon. And I think this Rebbe Chonon is a fantastic Rebbe Chonon. Why? Because first of all these Rebbe Chonons are fantastic. But this gives you a feel of what Rebbe Chonon was trying to do. Now it's Yadua that Rebbe Chonon did not have a Yeshiva Gedoyla. And many of the people who learned by Rebbe Chonon learned by him when they were 16, 17 in the younger ages. And his idea was to teach boys who were Yeshiva Katana age. So let's just look at how Rebbe Chonon attacks this Machlokes, Taisvus and the Ramban. And how he asked, wants to open up the idea of certain concepts and logic and analyze something. I think it's a wonderful piece. Let's look at it. Taisvus de Ramaskul Vein Moalim. The law of Rina Shikna Kotzer Hekdesh. The Chotzer Mishum Yad is Rabbi Velumatun Yad Lahekdesh. The Chenu Barash Bam Sham. The Kosha, the Atinach Babor Vashba, Aval Besoda the Elon. The Aperos Hen Mamela Shel Bal Ha Elon. The Ain Sorek Lakinian Chotzer Bazem, my time at the Mandiomer Ain Molin. The Al Kochot Sorek Lomar Tam Kamash Kosveram Ban. Mishum lalonis kadshu b'kedushas peh. V'im kein lama utzrach atam dein chotzer lehekdesh. V'tzorech loim el das toitzvus v'rashbam. De behag gufo plige hinach tanoi. De man diomer ein mo'olin b'gedulim. Tamo mishum dalo hukdashu b'kedushas peh. U'man diomer yesh me'ila b'sada v'ilan soiver. De ein tzorech l'kedushas peh l'inyim me'ila. Umikomakom mode bebor vaashba de in molim. Val korchot zorich lomar atamishum de in chotz lahekdesh. Varamban soiver de in meila rak bekedushas peh. El de sphirale begedulin kaven shagodlu mikoach kedushas peh moilin behem. Aval bebor vishoivech mode de in meila de lo bo mikoach kedushas peh. Vechen lahedya beshita beshem haran. V'nimtza de machlokes taisos v'ramban. Listen, betamo demandiom yesh me'ila begedula yisod v'ilan v'kavase kamelon k'mashkos v'ram b'chus me'ila v'chen kos v'rashbam the kamelon k'reb yosi demukre imo v'lo kein das rabbeinu yonah. V'nei l'chayra, listen to this. Nira de machlokes taisos v'ramban. This is where he's showing the kids, the boys, how to lum this. Toli b'zeh im chiyuv me'ila hi mishum gez olmam gavaya. All you need is transfer of ownership, correct? Now, interesting. So he's going to say, go home and everything's good, right? He's saying, no. If you say a chakira, now you got to back it up and make sure it's consistent. Because the problem is there's another machlokes, he says. And what's that other machlokes? You know, matzino shenechlo toys with Ramban, b'maschir bias lechavera, our case, right? V'higdisho ha-maschir. The das toys with the osu v'hasecha v'durbo. Ve'viu raya mi'erchin daf chafal of the parch b'gemara hechi dori baby mi'ilakai. V'ramban b'kuntrus achron l'maseches ksubis kosav demutar lahasecha l'adurbo. Ve'hevi sham shekein mufurish b'yirushalmi. Ela shetzorich lahalo schar lahekdesh. Interesting. The sugi de'erchin mari b'maschir bayis stam. Aval b'maschir bayis zeh. Ena bayis nesar al hasoicher mipnei hekdesho shel maschir. Ulechora hayenira betam achlokasim bazeh. Sofek hana. Dinei madechiv me'ilohim mishum gezol mamon gavoa. Imkein besocher ein man gozol. Ein kan gezol. וכמו שאם מכרו המסחיר להדיות, יוכל השכר לדרבו כל זמן, שסחרו סבי לוקח יוכל עקב עליו, הכינם בקדשו, דלו עדיף מחיר לגבור ממחיר להדיות. Meaning, there's a built-in, what's the right word? What's the right word, Tzvi? When you sell something with a right-of-way or an easement, it's like there's an existing easement in the right in the house. So just like an existing easement, the buyer has to honor, and the buyer can't claim it's a form of trespassing. So too, if you sell a house to Hektish that already has been what?
It's an encumbrance.
Right, that has already had a lease on it, Hektish has to accept it, and it's not a form of gzela. Aval in name of the chi of me'ilahim mishum kedusha v'isur hana, also v'asech v'adu v'bayis, denena me'isuri hana, correct? Well, the fair say, l'chayra divrei ha'taisos v'ramban, sasri ha'hadadi. Fascinating, no? If you're going to learn that the chakira is this chakira, it seems the Ramban and taisos are taking opposite sides of the chakira, right? Because the Ramban and Baba Basra is saying what? That there is no me'ilah in a bor of hektesh and ismale mayim because there's no kedushas peh. Which seems, according to Ramban, ownership is not the main thing, but the isur hana is the main thing. While the Ramban at the end of Ksuba says that there is no me'ilah by the soicher, which seems to indicate it's all based on mamonos.
And since the, maybe holding it both.
That's interesting, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Ramban holding it both elements. So in each case, there is no me'ilah. One place you're missing kedushas peh, you're missing the hana, the kedusha, and one place you're missing the exilah. Seems like a test, he said before, someone told it to be
blocked. So look at Shin, the way he answers it. Avol be'emes ein hekra klal mizeh. The yesh lomo b'das toisvus, the chi of me'ilah eino mishum gezo, elo mishum kedusha. Mikol makom molim gam be'kedusha, correct? Haba me'ilah. Mishum da'ayde kinin gavol me'ilah. Chol kedusha chayvet hanikna. V'chein l'das haramban de'ein molim b'kedusha ba me'ilah. Shum desfir l'dechayv me'ilah eino.
When you makdish a tree, you makdish all the roots that come out.
That's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Whether if I'm makdish a tree, the fruits that come out later is the me'ilah. It's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Let's just finish how he then sends the Rambam. That's how he answers Tosfos. The Tosfos feels that's mishum what, that me'ilah is mishum what, is mishum kedusha also. But the kedusha comes as a result of kinyan. And if there is no kinyan chotzer, then there what? Then there is no kedusha. But the Ramban holds what? Holds you need kedusha's path. What about the Ramban by Soicher? V'chein l'das Ramban. Then molim b'kedusha haba me'aleha. Mishum de sfir le dechiv me'ila eno mitam de gezo. B'kol bakom sfir le demutr la ha'seich la dadur. Dekeven de schus ha'schirus eno shayach l'gvo me'ila ebo mishum kedusha. De ha'kedusha eno chala ela mashu mamu gavaya. Okay. I like your answer. You need both. But I like the way he gets out of Ramban. Now that's interesting, right? The way he gets out of Ramban, I think, is nice. Because he's basically saying, according to Ramban, the Issur Kedusha is not going to start unless there is first a what? A monetary claim. And since he has a pre-existing right, Hektish has no monetary claim on him. Since there's no monetary claim, he's not being nene from anything Kadosh. That's what the Rebbe Chanan says. Anyway, I just wanted to point this out to show you the beauty of Rebbe Chanan and the way he thinks and the points that he makes.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.